For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
I can't have sex and the girl doesn't get off. I'll f-ing kill myself.
This
it's not.
Such a feminist. It's not. So cool.
I care. Head is crazy.
Dude, is that what we're starting with? Head is crazy?
Because.
That's a guy who's never got head before.
No, because like you eat that. Like you use the mouth to talk. Mouths are crazy.
Well, what's crazy? A mouth or a hand?
I think
hand,
a mouth.
Hand you can knit, but then you can also fucking.
Yeah, but. A mouth, like you could also do like the Gettysburg Address and then also fucking
you
pop
say.
Your head. Like, yeah, the pen is mightier than the sword. The mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The mouth is mightier than the sword.
What body part do we use the least? Okay, tonsils? Isn't that crazy you just take them out and you're just good without
gallbladder too.
But imagine being a tonsil knowing you're worthless, but you're still there.
I don't think you know.
It knows.
Using the
every
teeth
day
talk
my
shit?
Body's like, man, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, but I don't think the tonsils have ever had good ideas.
Or a dick is going in somebody's throat and it's like, you ain't shit, you ain't shit, you ain't shit. It tells you.
Oh, fuck.
You know? Tonsils are just a backboard for your cock.
I mean, clip it.
Is that not? Is that the thing that dangles
would
the back?
Would you want to know, like, if it... I don't think so.
What's the thing that dangles the back of your throat?
The Adula Oblongata?
That is not... That's a Mexican restaurant I ate at yesterday.
That is an Adam Sandler quote. From
it's the uvula.
Waterboy? The uvula?
Yeah.
No, it's
no,
vulva.
That's what we protect sunscreen from.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on.
What is...
I think it's the Medulla Oblongata.
The thing that dangles in your throat?
You know who's hot? Medusa. But the funny thing is she'll make you stone, but could she only make my cock stone?
Is she the one with the snakes on her head?
Yeah.
Mm. She turns me on.
Dude, yeah, every single...
What? Tonsils.
The tonsils are on the side.
What's the thing that...
That looks... Dude, you know what's funny? Every time you get head, it's a carnival game. Ba-da-ding. That middle thing? Carnival game.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Would you want to know...
That's what that is? I don't... Dude, the
bro.
The inside of a mouth literally looks like a vaginal...
It is. If you're getting head... Yo, it's a mouth is a mouth pussy. Holy shit.
No.
Hear me out. And then if you're getting a hand job, it's a hand pussy. An ass is an ass pussy.
So if you're jerking off, you're not jerking off, you're fucking a hand pussy?
Correct.
That's a crazy sentence.
Well, that's what I would say if someone was like, when I was younger, be like, yo, have you had sex? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I will fuck my hand. Dude, do you ever put like, dude, if you change positions with your hand when you jerk off, are you switching positions?
I switched off the other day. I was ambidextrous out here. I was using my right hand.
Huh?
I was using right hand, but I used to be a lefty.
I can't believe you're a lefty.
Why not?
Because you write with your right hand.
But does anything about me look normal?
Yeah.
If you saw me in the subway, would you be like, that guy knows how to pleasure himself? Or would you be like, I don't even fucking know what Hot Pocket rapper he fucks with?
Dude, Hot Pocket rappers are crazy.
Yeah, I'm feeling ambidextrous, dude.
Why'd you switch up? I can't wait for this. I can't wait. Did they have the carpal tunnel or something? What happened?
No. Remember a couple weeks back when I had to put motherfucking ointment on my dick? Didn't have anything, right? Remember? Everything was clean?
Yeah.
But the guy was like, the doctor was like, okay, you can't jerk off or touch the head. And I was like, I'm going to touch the head.
You can't touch the head. Why?
Because you rub the shit off. You always had to have like some like ointment shit on it.
Oh, you always had to have the ointment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're not supposed to like do it.
Yeah.
And I used to fucking hit the reverse badussy on the hand.
I can't believe the dude.
No. I used to legit like, I would go out top to top. Walk the walk, top to top.
What do you mean top to top?
Crazy. No, here.
Yeah, he would go reverse.
Here.
Reverse cowgirl.
Like, it was backing it up on me.
So you would go like this? Like this?
Yeah.
Standard? Like, every time?
Yeah.
You're going to have wrist issues.
I don't give a fuck.
hold on, like this.
Yeah.
Like you're starting a motorcycle.
Yeah.
But why?
Because it felt best.
Didn't your dad and the teacher jerk off?
No, he just showed me with his mouth.
His mouth pussy.
Dad, I love you. No. I don't know. I felt like this was the best sensation. Was just on the head part, so I do this.
I do that sometimes, but I do it because it's so different that it feels like someone else is jerking me off.
Well, that too. I think I probably tried that and then just fell in love with it. Because I used to be just the kind of a guy just fucking, like I'm feeding bird feed to the chickens, you know?
You would open your fingers?
No, but you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. But then I went the reverse hand.
The reverse does feel good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you were hating, but you did it.
But when you do it, that's the default, that's weird.
Yeah, but there's no right or wrong. The way you eat your pancakes pisses me off, but I don't talk about it.
You've talked about it a bunch of times.
I have. But I haven't tried it.
Why does everyone hate it?
That's crazy.
I really do think it makes the most sense ever.
It makes you want to check your freezer for somebody's head.
Yeah. Do you want to explain it really quick for
how
the
you eat
people?
Pancakes?
Right. Yeah, I just put peanut butter.
Peanut butter
on the top, butter on the bottom, and then cut it all.
That's
into
not the weird part.
Cut it all into squares.
All at once.
And then I put syrup on top.
Yeah.
But isn't that you get all the hard work done and then you just can then you can consume it like a fucking like a person. Because if you cut
There's no hard work about pancakes.
I don't have to think. I can just watch Gladiator eat fucking pancakes. And then every single time I gotta stop the goddamn Netflix to cut a piece.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it.
You know what I did today? I had steak tips, of course, and I don't have
From IHOP?
Of course. Who do you think I am?
What did you do before that, though?
What do you mean?
What did you do before IHOP?
Oh, we're doing that already?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. I'm not gonna talk about your life.
All right, listen.
You don't have to.
I put a finger in an asshole, and it wasn't mine this time.
From tip to tip.
From tip to tip.
The Michael Blaustein documentary.
Dude, that's so
good.
That's
what your special should be called, From Tip to Tip.
I want to have a 30 for 30. I want to be the first non-athlete to have a 30 for 30.
You can. Just make it. Put on your...
You're right.
Go on Facebook Live. This is a 30 for 30. Title of that.
Boom. But I'll do a 31 for 31. Who gives a shit? Anyways, so I fingered a butt, and I'm not shitting you. Last night, I fingered a butt. I'm eating steak tips, and I'm eating steak tips standing up because my apartment still has construction. Whoa, Michael, it's been a while, huh? I know! My apartment still has construction. Dude, there's...
So the same fingers that were doing this are just doing this?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I didn't wash my hands. I did not.
Are you for real?
100%. Didn't.
Bro got E. coli. That's crazy.
100%, dude. Yes. I'm literally eating. It's not like I smelt it, but I'm eating, and I like got like two pancakes in, and then I put them, and I was like, I started giggling to myself. There's no one there to talk to.
Dude, I'll never
I was alone.
What movie is that? Is that I Love You, Man? Where he walks up and goes, guess what I did last night?
Sesame Street?
No, it's like one of those like...
Role Models.
Yeah, Role Models. Yeah, that's it. That's a great movie. Guy walks up and he goes, smell my fingers. Guess what I did last night? Like, that's the coolest moment. Like, the amount of times that like every guy would do it to you in the frat.
Yeah.
You'd be asleep and you'd be like, tuna tartare.
It's kind of mean.
It's hilarious.
It is funny.
It's funny, but it's also like... girls don't do anything like that. Guys are the only guys that are like, I'm going to keep this on me until noon tomorrow.
There are women that do that. Not on their fingers, but there are women that like maybe don't wash their vaginas and they take their girlfriend's head and shove it in the pussy. And
oh,
like,
sure, yeah.
Smell it. Guess what? And they go, Steve? He's like, how did you know, bitch? And they start fighting.
Lucky yes.
Dude, women fighting is the hottest thing ever. Dude, I've been watching lesbian porn recently. It's hot. It looks like a light MMA. It's fucking hot.
Well, have you ever seen wrestling porn?
No.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, it's just like...
it just makes me feel not very alpha about myself.
Yeah, no, these women could beat your ass. Mine too, is what I mean to say. The royal you.
Well, it's funny because like the loser gets pegged.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, though.
That is cool. If you're into it and the loser, I would lose on purpose. Oh, no, I'm pinned. Shove it in.
Tapping yourself out?
Yeah, 100%.
Let's get back to this finger thing.
Oh, yeah.
What finger? Thumb,
the
index,
thumb
ET
and
phone
index.
Home? ET trying to bone?
Thumb, when I was on... I was doing doggy style. Who am
I?
You?
Me?
Dude.
Doggy style with a
This girl's got perfect femurs for me.
What the fuck?
In terms of height.
Bro is complimenting femurs. Bro is literally Jeffrey Dahmer. Cuts his fucking pancakes into acid-sized bites and then
it's not
femur.
Acid. It's acid. They're like, it's not acid. There's two, it's like two, like, what is it? Maybe like
stamps.
Like, what's that? Like a half, they don't, never sponsor us. Fuck them. Like, maybe like a half inch by half inch pancake.
I feel like you'd measure them.
I mean, I can eyeball half an inch, dude. Yeah, size of my dick.
Hey.
That's a joke.
Hold up, I'm hard.
But that works. Pop.
That's so cool. So you were fucking in the
ass. Oh, so I was doing the doggy.
Then hey!
Throw the thumb
now
up there. And yeah. I said, hey, do you like bowling? She goes, yeah. I go,
oh, wow.
I didn't do that at all. Mm. And then when I was doing the old missionary, threw it in there as well.
The underhand.
The underhand. Let me tell you something, dude.
Approach, huh?
I was getting, because I was in and fingering. I was, dude, my
what?
Brain was like working overtime.
It's like one of those when you, those little like fortune tellers growing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, close. But I was like, index and pink. It was, yeah.
That's so
I
cool,
was
man.
In a lot of orifices.
Nice.
Yes.
Do your abs ever get sore the next day after fucking?
No, I work out.
Never?
No.
Anybody in here?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yes?
Yeah.
Good, Jack?
No.
Yeah, we're athletes, dude. These guys are made of construction paper.
Yeah, but that's cooler. Like, what's cooler? So you wake up the next day, you just feel fine.
Yeah.
Boring.
Sometimes my hip flexors hurt.
Dumb. Sometimes I wake up and I go, oh, damn. Why my abs? I don't remember going to the gym. Oh, that's right. I was fucking.
That's true. That moment's kind of
cool. But it is. It's like a funny, like, why am I?
Yeah.
You know, it makes me feel both sides. I can spin it however I want. I go, damn, I'm a bitch. I need to work out more. Or I go, damn, I beat it up last night.
True.
I did a P90 sex.
I like that one.
Title.
God damn.
Kansas City! This weekend, I'm there for four shows, Friday, Saturday, only trevorwallscomedy.com. All the shows are very, very close to sold out. I think the first two are sold out, but you can see me there. Before I go to Australia, I'm going to Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Brisbane. I think that's it. October 25th through the 30th. So go to my website, Trevor Walls Comedy. If you want to see me live in Australia, I'm going to do shoeies and fucking, I don't know. I'm going to be drinking beers out of my shoe. TrevorWallsComedy.com. Michael Blassheim, where are you going to be?
October 20th. I'll be in the Parks Theater in Philadelphia, PA. I think there's literally like 100 tickets left, so go get those. Those are selling quick.
Parks your ass in a seat.
That's what I'm saying, dude. October 21st, guess what? I'll be in Boston, Massachusetts doing the freaking Wilbur. The first one is sold out, and the second one I think has like 20 tickets left. I'm not joking. So go get tickets before that one sells out. So October 27th to the 29th, Houston, Texas. I freaking love you. Tickets are moving. November 3rd to the 5th, I'll be in Salt Lake City. You Mormon, cute, sexy, mother sucks. Come to the show. November 3rd to the 5th. November 17th to the 19th, I'll be in West Nyack, New York.
Not a place.
And the last date for 2023, December 1st to the 3rd, I'll be in Dallas. Those tickets are a-moving. So go get tickets before you can't. Blogcomedy.com, blogcomedy.com.
Goddamn.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn. Oh, this is what I want to say.
Say it.
Do you have an issue if a girl just takes a long time to come? Is that like a problem? Are you like, oh, this is...
No, but when she finally does, I go, is this real?
Yeah. I have the exact same impulse.
But there's also a lot of factors going into it.
Yeah.
I just need to know because I'm redlining.
That's where I'm at. Because I'm like, dog, I've done all the moves.
Yeah.
I would say.
Sometimes we gotta bring in a new chef.
I mean, yeah, sometimes I gotta bring literally my brother in. Like, I don't even know. But like, it's like, you know, I'm doing all the moves.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, I got some moves. I think I got some moves. Uh-huh. And then it's not moving the needle.
Yeah.
And then we're in there for like 20 something minutes. And I'm like, maybe I like, and but, we get there.
Okay.
But then I have that same feeling where I'm like, is this just so we can stop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But is there communication going on?
So much communication.
Like she's like, oh, I'm close. Or she's like, I don't feel shit.
Not the second one.
But
I mean,
you're 10 minutes in and you're like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's pretty like, we've both been very like, which is nice. We've been very like open about what we want. Mm-hmm. So we like eventually get there. But like, it takes a little longer than what I'm used to. And it's like, damn, this, cause it dog.
Well, it's a totally new thing. It's
correct.
Every human is very different. In the sense
correct.
Of that.
Correct. But I'm just saying like, when I'm done, I am sweating like I literally worked out. Like sweating.
Is it a greater sense of relief after?
Correct. But it's, oh. But where I get to and I'm like, damn, this is what it's going to be every time. This is insane. What if I get off the road and I'm tired? We just can't have sex.
Well, you can. You just have to loosen expectations and go.
I can't have sex and the girl doesn't get off. I'll fucking kill myself.
This
it's not.
Such a feminist. It's not. So cool. I can't fuck unless she comes.
It's not fun.
I care.
It's not fun. Then yeah, you're but, sitting but, there. Then yeah, you're sitting something. There. You already came and she's and she's like, how was it? And I'm like, good. And then she doesn't need water. She doesn't need a towel. She doesn't need to wipe up anything.
Yeah. She's on a Zoom call the whole time?
100%. She doesn't give a heck.
Yeah, but then you leave, then buzz, buzz, buzz.
100%.
Moral of the story, yeah. You lay it down for 30 minutes and you go, you know what I deserve? Steak tips.
It was the next morning.
Right.
Yeah.
But did you guys order steak tips together? Or
no,
you
no, 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 no. She bounced. I slept alone. Saddest.
Well, no, that's not the sad part. The fact is you slept alone in your place that is covered in construction. Plastic everywhere, and yep. Then ordered steak tips, which are made out of the same material.
Funny, here's the worst thing. I actually fell asleep in the Airbnb that I'm in.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
I don't know if you guys, listeners or watchers, ever got this, but if I sleep a little weird, I get a massive headache. Like, if the pillow's a little weird or whatever, or my neck position. I woke up at 4 in the morning with one of the biggest headaches of my life. I could not go back to sleep. My head was fucking throbbing. And I was like,
hey.
I need, hey, head, but I needed some home comfort. Mm-hmm. So I literally, 4:15 in the morning, I packed my bag.
Post-nut packing?
Dog. I had semen on me. I could see it on one of my abs. I got six. Fucking talk to me. And
probably from fucking so much.
That's what I'm saying.
So cool.
Sad. And I pack a bag, take Gigi, go literally drive back to my actual house that is covered in plastic and shit and went to bed there. And then I woke up and did a little workout. And then I was like, I deserve steak tips.
You strike me as a guy who would say that out loud.
I think I probably did.
I deserve steak tips.
But speaking of steak tips, the steak tips from IHOP, can you guys sponsor the show? Because I love you guys so much.
You think they have an office?
They have so many stores. I think they're doing great. But but here's the funny thing is my kitchen is covered in plastic and not styrofoam, what is it? Cardboard. So I can't get into any drawers.
Yeah.
So I don't have fucking utensils. They didn't give me the utensils. So I'm eating steak tips.
Never do.
Never.
Put them in the bag. Dude, this is New York. I ordered something out there, and to add utensils, dollar extra.
Fuck you.
Huh?
Fuck you. See, this is what I'm saying. This is when I wish I had a gun. This is when I wish I had a gun.
Who would you
for
shoot?
Things like this.
Who would you shoot?
Someone. But just
hey,
like,
Michael, you got some mail in my place.
But just like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. The actual, to get
they
extra
ice. They never put utensils in there because they assume that they're sending to your house where you'd have utensils.
Right, but
what's
I don't.
What's the worst thing you've ever used for utensils? I've used like a library card to eat fried rice before.
That's a pretty good one.
You like
that's
out of my wallet, I'm just shoveling in my mouth. Like, here's the thing. I get mad and then I get defensive and I'm like, I don't even fucking need silverware. Then I'm just eating pad thai with my fingers, just doing two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh, I used
shrimp.
I used paper before. Like
what?
Like two or three like things of like printer paper. I didn't use like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
how?
But I folded it up like this and just ate it. That's not bad.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But just like, yeah. So paper, and you fold it in half, and you have the little, like, little hole, and then you, like, kind of shovel it with, and it, the paper, like, really gets moist pretty quickly, but it works. Anyways, the steak tips and eggs, no fucking utensils, so I had to use my freaking hands, and, because you were talking about cutting pancakes, couldn't cut them, so I'm watching Gladiator standing up. There's no fucking chairs because they're all under fucking plastic.
Did you put it on, or was it just on in the background?
I put it on.
What the fuck?
I like Gladiator. I haven't seen it in so long.
I thought you watched it the other day.
I watch movies on Netflix like books.
Oh, right.
I watch like 5 minutes at a time, then I close the laptop. Yeah. I like
you're
to watch something.
Gladiator yeah. while eating IHOP Postmates steak tips.
It gets worse. I'm
what are you tearing?
I'm tearing the pancakes because I don't have fucking utensils. What am I supposed to do? And then I'm tearing them, and then I'm rolling them into like little egg rolls, which is actually kind of cool. And then I dipped it in the butter, and then I dipped it in the syrup. It was actually pretty good.
You know what? I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
It was actually
that's
really
a
good.
Dude, I've had so many down bad mornings, usually pre-flight. I've had leftover hibachi before a flight. That's crazy. Ate it with my fingers. I've heated up food in a hotel with a blow dryer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've really done a lot of things that are questionable in my life.
Yeah, it's insane that like other things in our lives are so like put together like business-wise, but like food is like, should be number one.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Like I think career-wise, I am very happy and confident and proud of where I'm at. Personal life, no.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. You know how that old saying is like, oh, the best thing to find love is through your husband's heart or through your husband's stomach or whatever the fuck. Whatever, what's that saying?
Really?
What is it? The way to love.
I couldn't be more disconnected. I dropped a piece of chicken on the airport floor and ate it.
I got no problem with that. Dropping anything on the floor, be like, blah, blah, blah.
Newark Airport.
Okay, yeah, so that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, it's covered in fentanyl.
I mean, fentanyl and COVID, like leftover COVID.
Dude, I had a really funny, we'll get to it.
All right.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
That's a fact, I'm telling you, dude.
The way to a man's heart is his stomach?
Through his stomach. So you got to go through the stomach to get to his heart.
Go a little lower, sweetheart.
Yeah, God, damn.
That sounded so creepy. I don't like how that came off.
Sweetheart sounded insane.
Sweetheart's aggressive.
Yeah, we'll bleep it and put in respectful lady.
Yeah,
honey and sweetheart's crazy.
Honey?
Unless you're a southern diner worker that's talking to me. God, it makes me feel so good. What can I get for you, honey?
Oh, it's been said to you.
Bitch, sit down. I'm working now. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bitch, I got scorpions at the crib. Hold up, I'm hard. Literally Saturday night, outside my place, see a scorpion on the ground out front in a little like walkway. And I go,
say
what?
Scorpion again.
Scorpion.
Get over here.
See, I don't get that reference, which is crazy.
What is that?
Mortal Kombat?
Write Scorpion, Mortal Kombat into that computer right now.
I know Scorpion King. Wasn't that The Rock?
Yeah.
It's probably the worst movie that's ever been happened and ever.
Mm.
Anyways, it's just the sound he makes when he gets people.
Well, so I go to open my door, and out from under a mat, a motherfucking scorpions go scurrying by. And I go, last time I checked, my zip code ain't Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, I didn't think scorpions existed in
California. Bro, I'm telling you, I don't live that far out of the city.
I know.
But for whatever reason, I've seen coyotes. I've seen... that's a dog.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Like fucking daddy long legs, grasshoppers, moth, butterfly. Like, I'm on some Steve Irwin shit. And it's just... I hear hawks at night.
Dude, coyotes are huge, dog.
They are.
But they'll eat Gigi like a fucking jalapeno popper.
Why are they
so
mad? They're just on instincts?
They're hungry.
That's true. That actually makes so much sense. Everybody turns into a coyote when they're hungry.
Mm-hmm. Snickers ad. I will say, though, if I was a coyote, dude, a nice fucking chihuahua for lunch.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
It's like Mongolian barbecue, dude. You got leftovers for 3 days. Yeah.
Dude, that's Tex-Mex.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Anyways, I see a fucking scorpion. I go, what is, I didn't know they're in California. What is happening? But this is on the outside.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I make a little video with it because, of course, content first before my own life. Go inside.
So true.
Go inside. Yeah. And then I don't think anything of it. Then the next morning, I go to throw the trash, open the door. And I thought something went scurrying by. I thought like.
Yeah.
But I go, I look, and it's a very clear walkway, like where you open the door and what's in front of it and behind it. Like, it's just wood. So I'm like, I would have seen something. I thought it was like maybe a bowl of dust or paranoia. I throw away the trash, day goes on. And then last night,
sir,
in one of the rooms, I see the shell of the scorpions. The one that ran in was the original one.
What do you mean the shell?
Bitch was dead.
Oh, dead. I thought they de-shelled and they're bigger now.
Fucking raw dog in life? Maybe. Actually, I don't know.
That's what I mean.
Wait, do they?
That's what I'm saying.
Do they fucking extend?
I thought they de-shelled.
I don't know. So I see this one, and it's first of all, it's right next to where my cat sleeps, which I'm terrified. I'm like, if my cat gets out by a scorpion, I'm shooting something. I'm on some Michael Blaustein shit.
Let me tell you a secret, though. Cats will fuck a scorpion up.
You think?
Dog.
Bro, cats, they got the fucking M16 on the back. The stingers?
Yeah, dude, but cats are 100,000 times faster than a scorpion.
I don't know, bro.
I'll find out. But yes, if you found a scorpion shell, that means that it shed because it has to shed when it grows bigger.
I was right.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, so there's a second part to this. So I see the shell and I go, fuck, that was the one that ran through the door. That was one.
This is giving me this ski.
Yeah, okay, but then this morning I'm downstairs and I see a smaller one, but it's also dead. And it just was like on the ground. So maybe that was the one that ran out of the shell, I'm hoping.
And got smaller?
I don't know. But it would be smaller than what the shell was.
So the one that you saw downstairs, the smaller one, it was packed with meat and shit? Like it was like a...
It didn't have a shell on it. It looked more soft vertebrae. But like if you're wearing football pads, you're smaller than the football pads. You know what I'm thinking? Does that make sense?
How big was the one you found?
Maybe the size of my thumb. Thumbnail.
So when a scorpion gives birth, they give birth to 20 to 47 little ones.
How big? No, trust me. I'm full panicking. I went on...
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, this morning I went in Scorpion Exterminator, and I was like, this sentence alone makes me want to move. It makes me want to move to a high rise.
So that's a baby scorpion.
Yeah, that was about a baby one.
Oh, no, bro. So there's 50 in your house.
And so they shed that, and then they get bigger and bigger. It happens about six times before they reach full size.
No.
Who concocted that?
Wait. True. Wait. So is that the one? Is that the OG?
That's the baby.
That looks like a baby.
So we don't... How fast do they grow from egg to...
Like 15 minutes.
Really? Dude, those are fucking huge. No.
They don't get... No. It's not this species.
What's that one? The LA version?
Like, fucking get out of my place.
It's cold. Come on.
No, it's hot where I live.
What do you mean where you
probably
live?
Probably that guy right there.
Dude, that's fuck! Too big. That is too big.
Ugh.
But really, what do I do?
You call an exterminator right now. You fucking text Zach and tell him to handle it because that's awful.
What? How do they look for him? 3 to 5 years?
That's not bad.
When you're on the road.
That's one gun charge. Who cares?
Bro. When you're on the road, Pluto's out there fighting scorpions
but
to protect
dude,
his
that's
life.
What I'm nervous about. That's I'm like, it's just a cat in my place right now.
A cat will fuck up scorpion. I'm telling you, dude. Cats are crazy, bro.
Cat will die from a scorpion. It is possible. Dude, if my cat dies from a scorpion, I don't... What do I do? Who would I sue? Gavin Newsom?
Goddamn.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
But here's the thing. But this is what I say. Like, remember 10 minutes ago, I was like, I think my career, I'm very happy. Like, my personal life is deteriorating. I'm like, there's fucking scorpions in my house. My fridge has, everything is left over. There's mold in the bowls. I don't know what's happening. My doctor has a fucking neck tattoo. What is going on in my life? Where, like, what is my first priority? Get rid of the scorpions?
At least you have a house to have scorpions!
Yeah, I know, but like, what would you rather have? A good sleep where you might die?
Scorpions.
In the neck?
Scorpions.
No, oh, yeah, girls want to come over. Do you throw in scorpions? Oh, you know what the most annoying thing is?
Yeah,
I'm getting DMs that are like, that's how you know it's Scorpio season.
No.
That's the hottest women. The hottest women are Scorpios.
Yeah, because they're absolutely insane.
What, like 20 to 40 eggs? Yeah. Oh, great, man. Can't wait to have a tally mark like I'm in jail in my kitchen of everyone I've shot.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of Scorpions. Call potentially. You need to get an exterminator.
Person.
Now?
What? Yeah. Hold on, let's do this. What kills Scorpions? Go to PetSmart, buy that animal.
Well, what?
No, that's a dangerous road to lockdown. You're going to get like, okay, now I got mongoose problems.
Good.
That's pretty cool, though.
It's cool.
But the weird part about a scorpion is it's almost like a dangy, it's like kind of a cool flex. Like if you got cockroaches, they're like, oh my God.
You're dirty.
Gross. You're disgusting. Scorpions are like, well, he probably has oil money.
He's dangerous. Honestly, isn't that weird that there's someone out there that's more attracted to you now because you have scorpion issues?
Good. Good. And you know what else? Now I have to call some random number that I'm going to find on Google after typing scorpion exterminator. A guy with a faux hawk is going to show up with a flamethrower and be like, I'll find him. You're not real.
Do you have a shaded area in your like outside space?
There's plants.
Yeah, because this says like warm climate with a shaded yard. Do you have any citrus trees?
No.
Did you already see a scorpion? Yes. Yeah, you got to call a scorpion exterminator.
That's Scorpion King, dog.
What? Like... Huh? How is that a problem?
I don't know. This sounds crazy. Having scorpions in your house is insane. You don't live in a mud hut. No. This is insane.
No, this is a normal residential.
Yeah.
Go to the neighbors. They have annoying ass kids. Fucking send the scorpion there.
100%. Maybe that's what you should do.
What the? Bro, like, what is happening in my life that I have scorpions?
I've never seen
one.
What eats a scorpion? Go get a PetSmart. Get like two rats. Let them go.
No. No.
That's
dude,
what I would do.
But the fact
tarantulas.
That.
Tarantulas. Good. Good.
Sounds like a chick Michael would fuck.
I would, dude. A chick with a tarantula on her neck, bitch.
But
I'm married.
Like, so I saw the baby this morning. In my head, I'm delusional. I'm full court press delusional.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, that was just the shell from the big one. They're all done. Bye. Woo. No, I'm going to go home tonight and just.
You're going to go home?
Yeah.
I'm getting Airbnb. I have six. You want to stay in one?
God up, damn it, dude. What do I do?
You either call an exterminator or you bring in tarantulas,
fuck yeah,
centipedes, here, or bats.
Centipede, a lot
bats
of feet.
Are chill.
Bats are chill.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to a bat?
No.
They're insane. The bat man's crazy. Bats are insane.
Dude, how do they not get headaches with all the blood rushing to their head?
I don't think they have blood.
Bats?
Yeah, that's why that's what they're vampires.
Wait.
But
if they're alive, they have to.
What do you think?
Blood,
they just
right?
plug
That's
in
not
that
true.
Night?
That's not true. That's not true at all.
God,
Biden's
damn it,
alive.
Dude.
He doesn't have any blood.
But it's like, dude, I'm leaving in like 2 weeks. Like, am I gonna come back to just?
No, dude. There's like, you probably like, if we're being serious, you probably call like Terminex, something like that. They've dealt with this problem a billion times. They come
scorpions?
In 100%.
Yeah, it's actually pretty common in warm parts of LA County.
A billion times. They put out like the apple slices and they eat them and they kill them or something. Or like a little piece of cheese.
As long as it's not like lethal.
The baby ones.
My cat is dumb.
The baby ones probably do not have enough poison to kill anything.
Okay.
Oh, it takes a long. They're not like a housefly that's going to be reproducing all the time. It can take months.
What do you mean?
For more scorpions to get born. So like.
No, but what I'm saying is I think he saw a small one. So there's probably a bunch.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I think probably there's the ones that are there, but it's not like you're gonna come back from in 2 weeks and there's gonna be like 100,000 scorpions.
Right.
It's like that group that you have now is probably the group you're gonna have for a while.
Well, that's somehow worse. Yeah, I don't know, but what all the messages like where there's one, there's many. They travel in pairs. Are they telling you to say this?
Call them. What's
happening?
They'll get rid of them in 40 minutes.
Good.
They really will.
Just what a funny thing to have.
What a funny thing
to
have.
To put on your
to-do
list.
This is a jokey joke. I mean, it's not jokey joke. I didn't think scorpions existed like past like Disney.
I didn't think they existed residentially.
Right. What are they doing sitting on a love seat? I thought you guys like rocks.
Yeah.
If you could be any, what, is that an insect? Is a scorpion an insect? Reptile?
I like snow leopards. Those are pretty cool.
Those are
snow
fucking
leopard
sick.
Little geckos. Snow leopard gecko. Leopard gecko.
Gecko.
Leopard gecko.
Got any gags? Dude, I'll be getting hammered with hate on fucking Bumble. Just the worst messages
ever.
What? Not hate, but like just
wait,
the worst.
What was the thing you said?
I said hammered with hate.
Really?
On Bumble.
Why?
Not
what are
hate.
You saying?
hate's crazy. That's not the right word I wanted to use. Just like hammered with bad messages is what I wanted to say.
Oh.
Just like four in a row. Just like real bad.
Like what?
Just like, hey, I'm probably funnier than you. No, you're not. You literally work at a fucking circus. There's no way that you are. That's kind of funny.
She's like doing whippets and juggling like chainsaws. Like, what's the difference between a cat and an alligator? You're like, this is going to be good. But whatever, man. I'm the Scorpion King.
So what are you going to do for real?
I'm going to get a scorpion tattooed on my neck. I don't know. I'm going to call a Terminator and be like.
The Terminator?
Yeah. They're boys. The Terminator. There's got to be a termination company called the Terminator. Do they still have the 10 houses for termites?
Yes. Yeah.
There's got to be a better way to go about
it. I mean, yeah, like, dude, they literally put a thing over and they go, move. And they go, and they all the bugs die. Why do you have so many bugs in your house?
I don't know. For whatever
That's
reason.
That's too many bugs.
Dude, like, it blows my mind. Like, there's just little creaks and crevices. There's, like, spiders or, like, roly-polies just pulling up.
Yeah, get
I
out.
Literally had to. No,
at your place now?
Yeah.
Are you all, like, on a. What's happening?
I don't know.
I've been to your place. It's not
mountainy, like, but it's, yeah. Like, close. Like, it's like, not near hiking trails, but it could be. So I literally put a liner under the door so like shit couldn't crawl in, because there was like a solid week. Every morning there'd be a new roly poly just 86th on the ground.
Dude, get out of here.
Also, if I'm a roly poly, I'm dying balled up. Because then your body's so mobile. You just get pushed around.
That's true. That must be fun. What do roly polies do?
Fucking
What's
roll
the
and pull.
Actual name for a roly poly?
Something
Isn't
crazy.
It so dumb that we have the name that we always use, but then there's a scientific name? Shut up.
Yeah.
Let's just use scorpion. Because they're like, oh, it's not actually not scorpion. It's Sophocles say this.
It's actually somehow even sillier.
No.
It's some crazy, right?
Armadillo today.
The fact that you can read that is crazy.
That sounds like the mayor of Texas just had a stutter.
Armadillo today.
No way. Armadillos are real.
True. Armadillos are real. Are those related to armadillos? What does an armadillo do on Tuesday?
They're called pill bugs, which is the worst name I think I've ever seen. Pill bugs?
I get it. Kind of looks like it.
Motherfuckers, little perk 30 bugs?
100%. I have eaten one of those before. Maybe
that's
why I became
a roly-poly?
Yeah, my brother told me
addicted to heroin.
Wait, hold on. What?
My brother told me it was a chocolate chip.
Damn.
That's fucked, bro.
But just a rogue chocolate chip?
Yeah, like out in the lawn. He was
Dude,
like,
that
hey,
happened to me growing up.
Chip?
It was a cinnamon raisin cookie. Like, that's chocolate chip. Fucking cucked.
What happened?
At like school.
Okay.
I already know you're gonna talk shit. But there was cookies and I thought it was chocolate chip, but it was oatmeal raisin. And somebody's like, oh, that's chocolate chip, and I ate it. It was oatmeal raisin, which I actually kind of fucking love.
Hold on. Why was this such a big event in your life?
You don't remember the first time you got duped for a chocolate chip? His was a roly poly, mine was raisins?
No. But I mean, his was an insect and yours was just a different cookie that's still
You eat pancakes like a fucking scratch off lottery
that's
ticket.
True. That's true, I do. That's
I don't know. You, but
I ate lightning bugs once.
That's where, see, what, how?
Well, mine's way worse than yours.
Yeah, so let's see why you were talking
to I was catching lightning bugs.
Oh, no.
I told the story before. I was catching
not told the story
I
before.
I have. I'm going to tell you and everyone's going to remember but Jack. I don't think Jack is part of the team yet. Oh. I was catching lightning bugs. I was like 10, no dad. And I was catching lightning bugs. And some of them got out and they started flying. And I both my hands, I went,
First of all, you've never told the story.
Never, not one time.
I think you had it more CTE than Jack.
Probably.
Yeah, that's insane.
I fought a bunch of times.
You caught it in your mouth?
I caught maybe two in my mouth because I was almost to the top. I was almost done in my head. I was like, I'll need a few more. A bunch, dude.
What do you do with all that light?
I don't know, read. But I caught a bunch, and then two or three, and I was like, oh no, my dad left, not you guys. And I go like this, you guys don't think I'm making this up, I'm not making this up. I don't know why, I was like 9 or 10, and it was in my mouth, and I went, and I bit it.
Ozzy Osbourne that bitch?
100%, I bit
damn.
It. Yeah. Yeah, so that's way worse. That's
not great, but it's not bad.
But yeah, I do think you need to get an exterminator probably pretty quickly, because scorpions are scary, you know? They can get you two ways. They have their little pincers, and then they have the...
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, too many things, dude.
They're literally like a turret.
Yeah, they look
like
that
shit you get in Halo, where two people in the front can shoot, and they have the shit in the back.
They need to...
No, trust me, I'm losing my mind. But I'm like, oh, gotta go record a podcast. I'll figure out life later.
They need to go to a therapy. Because there's too much defense mechanisms. Like, what happened in your past life that you need two. Actually, they have four things. They have two in the front. They have one sting thing in the back, and then they're made of football pads. So, like, what are you trying to hide, Scorpion?
Yeah.
Who hurt you, Scorpion?
They're literally built like a Hummer 3 with turrets.
I can't believe people bought Hummer 3s.
Oh, my God. There's a yellow H2 somewhere near where I live, and I see it daily, and I go, something's wrong in that house.
The hottest girl that went to my high school drove a white Hummer 3.
Yeah, but that was
Hummer
years
3,
ago.
Or Hummer
now,
2, 3. I don't know.
Imagine you saw the same girl driving the same car. You'd be like, that woman has tried opiates.
100%. She's currently on them.
Okay, now I want to call this fucking terminal.
It's all good, man.
I'm moving to a fucking condo. Sick of it.
Condo
that's floating in midair so no animals can go to it.
Dude, I was looking at, can you know, this is so dumb to say, but you rent to like a condo, you can rent an apartment, you can rent a house. And I'm looking at like smaller, like really small homes, you know, like two bedrooms or whatever, because I don't have a house. So I'm thinking about moving. But I like in the house and I'm like, I don't, there's no one here. I want to be like next to, I want to hear people fucking or whatever. Maybe I'm just not used to
it.
I think I want to be in it.
Well, I will say, yeah, going from New York back to my place, I was like, it was very, like, the vibe's way different.
That's where you need to move.
What was that?
This is a mansion on top of a skyscraper.
That's sick. Where is that?
No scorpions up here, Trev.
But here's the thing. There is.
Where is that?
They literally spawn from, like, dirt.
That's so cool.
I was at a Rams game yesterday in the stadium. Uh-huh. I was with Amanda. She got stung in the stadium. I'm like, how the fuck that bee get in the stadium?
Yeah.
Where he? Oh, he's in the booth?
Dude, a bee? There's, like, raccoons in that goddamn stadium. Raccoons are crazy.
You know there's a nightclub? Not a nightclub, but Bootsy Bellows is a bar in L.A.
Yep.
They have their own booth, and I went to the booth. It's like a DJ. There's like bottle service. There's tables. There's a whole full bar. Nobody's watching the game. Everyone is just there being like, shotties, where you at?
Yeah, but L.A., dude, no one's watching a fucking game in L.A.
True.
Jack sent us a picture with something about Eagles fans.
Oh, yeah. The whole crowd green.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Goddamn.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour.
Night by night away from here.
Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Goddamn.
Have you guys listened to the new Drake album?
Champagne Poppy, I did.
I listened to like half of it.
What do you think of it?
I really liked it, man.
I feel like Drake albums are like, it's like when you break up with somebody. Like at first you're like, I don't need them. And then a month goes by and you're like, why isn't this in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Like I need this every day. I feel like I listened to it at first and I was like, okay, there's some good shit on there. But then there's a lot of melodies. But in a month from now, I'm going to be like, start to finish, untouchable, best Drake album.
There's some questionable Drake bars
really?
From the album going around the internet right now.
Drake's wordplay always makes me so happy. Also, he just names it after a city and a time. It's so funny. I love when he does that.
You always know that's going to be the best song on the album.
You think? 8 a.m. in Charlotte is an amazing title. What's the most random title you could come up with? 4 p.m. in Appleton. He's just like literally loves to be like, look at the clock and then look at his Apple map and be like, name.
Look at his Apple map.
Yeah, name. You think he knows what the fuck he is? Did you see his response to Joe Budden? That was crazy.
Funny.
Dude, bits. Do you think that was all him? Probably. I think it was just off like just anger.
I think he probably ran by a few people. Yeah,
that
means he followed
you. That last line about the 747s.
Yeah, dude.
Pull that up. That shit got me fired up.
At Joe Budden, you have failed at music. You left it.
Crazy intro.
Starting like that.
You're not wrong.
You have left it behind to do what you were doing in this clip because this is what actually pays your bills. For any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success. A quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switched careers because the things that pop into your brain had you broke living check to check.
Fuck.
And the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty... NC? Is that NC jeans?
Yeah.
in Dusty NC jeans to screw up their face to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT.
God.
I'm trying to find that last line.
It's the very last one.
The last line is the best, though.
If you need to put it in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions.
Fuck. What do you think those special occasions are, though? His, like, birthday? Like, Flag Day? Like, I feel so bad for Joe Budden.
Also,
his last name's Budden, by the way. That's crazy.
Well, full name, Joseph. Joseph Budden. That's a politician. Can you? Where's the 973? Is that Jersey somewhere? Also, how does he know that?
He knows everything, dude.
Northern Newark. New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh,
Newark.
Yeah, bro. If I got outed for living in Newark, not
dude,
a great
there, people
day.
Are wealthy in Newark, man. I don't know. I'm trying to help him out. Can you look up what a 767?
Well, they don't have scorpions there, so they're doing better than I am.
But they have
767. You know what that is? That's a plane.
No, I know, but I want to see like what it looks like.
It's like a full blown like
that's Jesus
any Delta flight.
He owns you haven't
seen
that.
You haven't seen Air Drake?
No.
You haven't seen his own plane?
No.
People will video will record it flying into like Dallas for the day of a show.
The fact that it's not all painted like an owl is crazy.
It's gold. Show footy of the outside.
Yeah, but the whole thing should be an owl. Owls fly.
Whoa.
You know what's crazy?
Ooh, didn't think of that.
Can I run this by you? Can I run this by you? You know how the, you know how, like if you sleep if you don't sleep you call it you're a night owl.
Yeah.
But all owls are nocturnal, so why wouldn't you say you're an owl? I'm sick of it. I thought about this 2 days ago on a flight, and I'm like, I fucking hate people. It's an owl. Why do you add a night to it?
Is anybody a day squirrel?
A day squirrel?
Are you a day squirrel?
The early nut gets a nut. Bird gets the nut. What is it? Early bird gets the
early
worm?
Early bird gets the worm.
So here's
that's Air Drake.
Drake.
But people will see it flying into the airport, like at LAX or fucking wherever the fuck you fly. I think all the privates have like Van Nuys in LA or some shit.
That's insane. The amount of people he can fit on that is fucking crazy.
Dude, could you imagine a stewardess comes up to him and he's on his laptop and they're like, sir, we're getting ready for landing. Can you put that away?
Give me head. Do you think they have the same rules?
Fuck no.
On that shit,
bro.
They do?
I'm telling you, there's other airlines like this JetSuite thing is they don't give a fuck, bro. I'm typing an email as I'm landing. Oh, we're gonna hit turbulence. You might hit a key. Like this shit is so annoying. We're gonna be landing in 40 minutes. Great.
Cool.
How long do you think it takes for me to pack up?
Also, real quick, miss, why do we need to pack up? My fucking MacBook Pro is going to take this goddamn flight down. How about you do this? How about you don't crash? You do your job, and I'll do my job of holding my fucking computer. How about that? How about don't crash?
Safety.
How about don't have a thing happen? We don't have to worry about safety. Well, you got to move your dog, and you can't have your dog and your fucking backpack
God,
on the ground.
I want it to be every man for themselves sometimes.
Yeah. They go, you can't have two things on the ground because people next to you will trip. It's a safety hazard. All right. I'll look to my left and be, hey, real quick. Are you an athlete? You no, are? But, can you leap over a fucking backpack?
Yeah, also when they gotta fold the seat up, which I kind of get so you can get out quicker, but like, look, if we're going down.
We're going down.
Let me go down in Comfort Plus.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna go down, nothing's gonna stop us. Everyone's gonna die. Malaysia flight, whatever the fuck. No one's gonna find us. It's fine.
Air Drake, baby.
There's some kind of questionable lines from all the dogs.
Drake's got some sus lines. I love that.
Here are the most sus lyrics from Drake's new album.
Let's go.
This one's from BBL Love, and it says, they say love's like a BBL. You won't know if it's real until you feel one.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it at all.
That's some Bill Nye shit right there.
Dropping two Cialis in her liquid, okay? I ain't got a strap. I got to risk it, okay?
Huh?
Hold on.
Wait.
So Rick Ross can't put a Molly in it, but he can put a Cialis in it?
Two.
Too much.
This one's from Daylight. He says, I'm trying to fuck all the bitches that look like my ex.
Same.
Dude, generally people have types. You don't like have sex with a gymnast and have sex with a WNBA player. Like it's usually kind of very, you know, straight down the line.
All right. So this one's from Members Only. It says, feel like I'm bi because you're one of the guys, girl.
In a guy's brain, that's a compliment to a girl. You understand?
It is. I don't have anything wrong with that. You're like one
but
of the
But like,
dudes.
Imagine you're like making love. You're like, yo, shot, I might be bi because like you remind me of Kevin.
I'm
and
into
then
it.
You dap.
Oh, the dap. But I like
Fortnite.
The dap. All that's
right,
funny
but,
to me.
But a dap jokingly, like you both laugh. But like right. After, like imagine like, all right, text when you get home, bitch. Hop on COD.
I honestly, I know what you're saying. I'm into it. Well, I'm fucking into it. Dude, I had sex last night and fist bumped afterwards. It was great.
Yeah, because she came after an hour and a half. I thought you had left in your body.
First of all, it was like 30 minutes and I'm still not sure she came.
And she didn't. There's no way. The 29 minute mark hit and she goes, I got to wrap this up. I got to watch Survivor.
This one's from 8 a.m. in Charlotte. He says, so many checks owed, I feel Czechoslovakian.
All right. Okay.
I don't hate it because that's exactly some dumb shit I'd say in a video. So many checks owed, I feel Czechoslovakian.
On Fear of Heights, Drake says, I don't pay for pussy. I tip for the service.
Hold on. I don't pay for
that's
pussy.
That's literally what we do with Blue Chew ads.
Hold on. Say that one more time, please.
I don't pay for pussy. I tip for the service.
So afterwards,
thank you.
It was free. But he goes, here's money for your time and the experience.
So you did pay for it.
It's like a pedicab ride at Coachella. The ride is free, but you better tip.
Right, but he did pay for it.
But he...
Just because you say it's a tip, you still paid for it. Oh, yeah, I didn't pay for pussy. I just bought her a Birkin bag. Oh! What do you think you did with the Birkin bag?
Right.
So you did pay for it, Drake.
But it's funny. But it's like when they're like, hey, this is on the house. And he's like, all right, here's a 20. Like, he's essentially saying, it would have been free.
Right. I understand what he's saying, but he's still paying for it. And I'm sick of it.
So this one's from Members Only. He says, time to arch that back and put both hands down like 630.
Bro, that's heat.
Oh.
Like.
Bro, that's hot. Heat.
That's fucking good. Because I used to say, growing up, when you get erect, from 6 to midnight.
Yep.
6:30. 6 to midnight. Like, both hands down, like 6:30. Bro, who's writing this shit?
Not him, but it's fucking hard.
Why you act like just because I go to the strip club, girl, that I don't love you? You still listening to R. Kelly and the Whip, baby girl. I don't judge you.
This sounds like a for real fight that you'd overhear at a stoplight in Tarzana.
100%. What is he even talking about? Who's R. Kelly?
He's like...
I'm joking.
Yep, there you go.
This one's from What Would Pluto Do? He says, swear I want to tear your box out like a coach, get inside and bend a dick just like the Pope?
Hold on. Are we sure this is from a Drake album?
Hold on. This is from a January 6th fucking letter.
This sounds like something that people like Angela White's DM say.
Hold on, what does it say? Swear I want to tear your box out like a coach. Stop.
I thought they were talking about...
What does that mean?
I thought he was to say tear like the box. Like, remember those little things you get on top of cereal boxes? General Mills, Kellogg's?
After a shot has been taken, coaches will encourage their players to box out. This means making contact with the player they're guarding. So it's a basketball term.
Nah.
Tear your box out. That's not a term.
Anyway, so the second part, get inside and bend a dick, is because bend a dick sounds like Benedict, which is the name of a pope. Pope Benedict.
I thought it was a Cumberbatch.
That's why he said after the Pope. Wait, no, the Pope is not who I thought it was. Never mind.
Wait, well, who do you think the Pope is?
A priest.
He's a priest.
He's like the head priest.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh. Right, but like priests are the ones that are notoriously like, you know, doing dick activities.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What if Drake is out in a priest right? I don't fucking know.
So we got one more here from Drake from Tried
Champagne
Our Best.
Poppy.
This one's not that crazy. It's just like very peak Drake. He says, I swear there's a list of places that I've been with you. I want to go without you just so I can know what it's like to be there without having to argue.
I feel that so much.
That's the best thing he's ever said.
Goddamn.
For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee. And Alex Lifeson, Rush, live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
Goddamn.
You know what's a big thing now? You got to order for the table on dates, which is also weird.
I don't know how to read the fucking menu.
I don't know how to read.
I got to order a dude, don't make me order for you. Well, hold on, now I have to order for you?
I was in New York.
I have to pay for your fucking Uber.
I was in New York and this girl's like, oh, I don't. She's like, you want to just order for the table? She goes, I get like order anxiety. I'm like, that's not real. It is, but it's not.
No. It's not real. What you're trying to say is you don't want to do anything. So now I gotta ask you, hey, let me ask you, deviled eggs? Now I got a fucking middleman this whole menu?
I'm literally a booking agent for the waiter. I'm like, okay, so what do you like? Walk me through, what kind of towns do you like? Yeah. You like salad?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
But like now I'm just ordering a bunch and like hoping it lands.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You hope it lands, and also, I gotta order for you, I gotta pick the restaurant, and I also gotta pay. Write on this piece of paper, check yes or no if I'm getting cooter.
And she gives it to you, and she goes, you have to pick. And you go, what?
What?
In the middle. It's just like funny, but like that is a more common thing now. It's like you just order for the table. But I will say, now that I know that, it is kind of like a fucking, hey, what's good move. We'll get a Caesar, fucking a little bit.
It is, but here's the problem.
It is, but also I feel like a douche. I would never do that. I want you to choose what you want to choose.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the problem. If you set that precedent, now you're the order for the table guy. Yeah. I'm not an order for the table guy. I barely can order for my motherfucking self.
I just don't know, like, I'm not you.
Yeah.
I just want to do very independent. Like, you want to share shit? Great. But I don't know your hunger levels. I'm getting like a whole... Like, I feel like I'm a goddamn, at the car mechanic, I'm like, all right, tell me everything that's wrong. Okay, I'm a little hungry, I ate at 4, I haven't eaten yet, I don't really like this. I don't know
if you like ricotta.
They gave you a menu and me a menu, not me a menu. They gave like both.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have your high school diploma? Cool. Do you know how to read? You know what you eat?
The only time ordering for the table is great is when you have a family. Because you look at your son and you go, he'll have a piece of lettuce. And
Max. He hasn't paid rent in 11 years.
And the other brother can have the bottom part of a corn dog, whether you have the crunchies.
Yep. And my daughter can have the stick of the corn dog.
But I just like, this is like a newer thing, I feel and like. No?
That's never
have you heard of that?
I haven't heard it. Won't do it. Can't do it.
God,
you can just order for me. Can I? Oh, interesting. I'll order for you. Do you have any water with no ice? She'll have.
That's for dessert.
Yeah.
Do you think there would ever be a way, because I really want to do this, I want to catfish you from an online account, but I'm the girl that shows up. But do you think there's any amount of cosmetic makeup and BBLs and fake tits and tattoos?
You're too tall for me. I would not like you.
I can get surgery. Is there, like, I would love to go on a date with you just so I know all your boiling points. I think it'd be so funny.
It would be so, I mean,
you would know.
No. I think people are so good with prosthetics.
Yeah.
I think we could do it. Yeah.
That was that whole MTV show. They'd have the best friend. It'd be like me in somebody's ear talking to them of like what to say. God damn, it'd be so fun.
It wouldn't take that much.
I just think it'd be so funny to have a girl sit down and be like, I don't order. You're the man. You order. You pay. I'm out.
Dude, it would be, first of all, it would be so funny. Second of all, I'm not joking. For honestly, either of us, it would be very easy.
I don't do a lot of research before I go on a date. I'm like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You show up.
Yeah, you look attractive. I have
scorpions in my house. Anything to get me the fuck out of there.
100%. I don't have a house. So this looks good. This booth is comfortable. I can sleep here.
Yeah. I think it would be very easy.
There's
also a lot of like overlap, I think, in Los Angeles where somebody knows somebody of somebody.
Yeah.
So if you're like, yo, check out this girl I'm going on a date with. We got mutual friends, whatever it is. Bada bing, bada boop. Earpiece.
100%. Dude, you could do it. You would take 1 minute. I don't know. If you did it, if you slow bake me, I don't think I would know. But you'd have to slow bake it. And she would have to be a good actor.
What would you do if a girl went on a date with a girl and like right off the bat she goes like kind of hit that same thing that's happening on the subway with that one girl that went in. If she was just like, why are you like trying to be funny? Like you're not funny.
Now?
Right now.
I'd walk out.
Immediately?
Yeah. Or I'd get mean. I might get mean.
But that's the Michael I'd want to see on camera.
But if you started with that whole like episode would last 4 minutes. Because I'd be like, oh, interesting. I'm trying to be funny. Cool. What do you do? Oh, you went to USC to be an architect and couldn't do that. So now you work for your dad's marketing firm. Excellent. What do you do every day? Probably nothing because your dad pays for your fucking salary. You probably don't make a lot. You probably don't need a lot because you probably sell your coochie essentially. You don't have an OnlyFans, but I mean, you're on a date right now and this is essentially what you're doing.
But meanwhile.
And your left eye's soggy.
But the directors and the producers would be in like Video Village watching this bag being like, yes, this is exactly what we need.
Yeah.
God, that's great.
And even if it only lasts a couple minutes, what you do is you also get the valet driver in on it. So Michael's like, all right, I'm walking out, I'm leaving.
Oh, fuck.
And then Michael goes, I need my car, and the guy's just on his phone.
The valet guy goes, you can get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good. But both those are great. If you start with, give me a second, or nothing, and they go, sir, and he goes, can you give me a second?
Yeah.
And then back on, and I look over, he's playing Fruit Ninja. Like, he's not even doing anything.
Yeah.
And then he goes, you know what, dude? Why don't you, if you're such a big fucking hurry, why don't you get your piece of shit BMW? He says, piece of shit.
Yeah. What do you have, the Lexus or some dumb shit?
Yeah, yeah. Cool, red seats. What do you have, a small cock?
Funny.
All right, guys, you ready to get into some sock talk?
Let's do it.
Ben had.
We have a question here from Mayfield who says,
Baker?
Is it wrong to think about other people while doing the dirty with your partner?
No. Nope.
No, I do it daily.
Not at all. I think about better food when I'm eating bad food all the time.
Yeah.
You know? I'm eating a shitty airport sandwich, and I go, you know, this ain't Quiznos, but God, I love Quiznos.
Mm-mm-mm. Toasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one sandwich I'd probably pipe down.
Bitch. Mm. No, I don't think it's... I mean, here's the thing.
If
it's
you
not,
admit it out loud.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But we've all done it. But if you're doing it consistently just to, like, get through a session... It probably says a lot about your relationship. Well,
yeah, if you're with your husband, you're thinking about other people, then it's a little interesting. But if it's like a fantasy guy, like Ryan Gosling or Trevor Wallace, like then.
Yeah, yeah, then. If you're like screenshotting pictures of your cousin and using it to get off, who knows? You're probably
but
a politician.
It's a problem when you're picturing something that could be real, like a guy you work with or a girl you work with, and you're like, I wish it was them. That's when it's a little like, okay, it might happen.
Yeah, that's hot though.
Huh?
God. That work relationship is just so hot. I know we talk about it a lot, but it is so hot. Fucking little pencil skirt. Hey, check out, they have donuts in the lobby. Fuck yeah. So hot.
All right, Secret Sock Guys, anonymous submission says, a guy canceled our dick appointment because he didn't want to miss trivia night.
I got, wow. Well, the only trivia here is you should be fucking somebody else for $500.
Can I take the other part? You ever have a fun trivia night? It's better than Cooter.
It sounds cool. I've never done one, but they look
It's
sick.
So fun, dude. Yeah. It's so fun. It's fun.
Why can't you do both? Why can't you invite her to trivia night? Then afterwards, you do the coitus.
She might be bad at trivia. Some people are really smart and bad at trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's fun. It's a good dynamic.
It is fun. It's not fun if, well, I'm very competitive. So it's not fun if you suck. What's an octagon? Oh, it's a sandwich.
Are you the guy?
Get off my team.
Would you get mad at like a girlfriend if she was really bad at like charades?
How mad? I would get annoyed.
Like let's say she's like acting out a witch and she's doing like this to you. She's like.
I would be like, what is that?
But after like, she goes, Michael, it was a witch.
If she gave me that, I'd be like, cool. I understand you were trying to do a witch, but that was bad. And everyone thought that was bad. But no one can tell you that because they're all trying to do a good impression of
Producers,
you.
Producers back on the camera.
If she gave me attitude, she's like, no. Michael, how come you didn't
get
that?
I've seen you in a relationship. You're a very wholesome man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you behind closed doors when it's horny hours. But.
I'd be fucking.
I know. Long time.
God. Dude, if you, like, the aesthetic of a great cootie.
We gotta just do a whole cut of Michael being like, dude, head is so good. Vaginas, women just walk around.
They do. Isn't that insane? They walk around with the greatest thing that's ever happened to the history of mankind.
I don't know. Have you ever had nerds clusters? Those are pretty goddamn good.
Shut up, you fucking virgin.
Yeah, no, they have that. But also, don't they think that about us? Like, yo, guys have
never,
dicks.
Never. They don't give a shit.
You know what blows my mind is women get horny too. Like, they be wanting sometimes.
They say their shit head, tingles. Yeah. When it gets horny, they tingles. But I get excited. How does horny feel like to you?
Dangerous. I gotta get it out.
But you know what I mean? Is it like, what's the sensation you get when you're like, oh, fuck, I'm horny?
Dude, it starts to take over my brain.
Go ahead.
It just like, I need to get that nut out. No, it's, here's what it is. I go like, it's,
if I'm an alien, I'm like, I don't get horny. Can you please explain to me?
Horniness to me is like an earthquake. It starts and I go, there's no way this is happening right now. It's 3 p.m. There's no way. Like, I'm like, is this really happening? Do I get cover right now? And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, we're in the middle of it. And then in the middle of it, I go like, I got to get cover. And by cover, I mean like, I either need to like, maybe go on a date or I either need to go to the bathroom and it's sink time. We're going back shots only.
Wow.
Yeah, kitchen sink. I sometimes it just comes over me and I just got to get out. I mean, I told the story a long time ago on this podcast. I was in the middle of a grilled cheese and I was like, I have to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I've been there, dude.
And
I've been there.
I turned the stove off to touch myself and then return to make a grilled cheese.
That's a sad girl.
That is the most I'm 30 single and alone statement I've ever said in my life.
Yeah, that's some jail behavior.
Literally, that's loose jail. That's parole terms.
Fuck. Yeah, it does take over your body when you go. Something needs to occur right now.
But also, there's I get the excitement the same way that you do. Like, yeah. I haven't been on a date. Like, I was in New York and I met up with a lady, and I'll tell you what, I haven't been on a date in like a couple weeks. Like, I was just like so busy with stuff, and then I was like excited to have a night.
There you go.
Fun. Went to a
did you have a good time.
It was great. Went Where'd you go? Dinner.
Did you order all of it for her?
No, this was separate.
She was normal. Cool.
But exciting, you know? You're like, oh, what am I doing tonight? Oh, cool. Just
meeting up with someone that I possibly could connect with.
Yes.
And.
Hold up, I'm hard. Was.
Did you kiss?
Yeah, with my penis. And her?
Sir. Was it good?
Great.
I'm so happy.
God.
What?
All the letters. W-E-T.
God, dude. Wet cootie's insane.
What did you just say? Wet cootie? Oh, my God.
Dude, wet cootie's insane.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, you misheard me.
What'd you say?
Wet cootie's crazy, dude.
I heard you. I just thought that was such a funny. It's like something Wile E. the Coyote would say. Wet cootie is insane.
It is.
Wet cootie would be my AOL name for sure.
God.
Yes. Anyways, fun, great times, good vibes.
That's great. You can see her again?
Yeah, sure. I mean, she doesn't live here, so it's a hard sell. I don't think. Could you do long distance?
If I could cheat.
Jesus. Long distance has got to be. I mean, Jack, you do it.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine for me.
Why?
Oh, because her girlfriend's listening. That's why it's fine.
No, it is. Yeah, we make it work. I don't know.
You FaceTime bang?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have to.
FaceTime every night.
Well, yeah, you talk every night. Like, it makes sense. Like, it's.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is nice, though. You don't have to deal with the day to day. I'm hungry. You live in fucking Philly. What am I supposed to do? Eat a cheesesteak and shut up. Oh, fuck.
That's crazy to me that we're both single. That's crazy to me. I don't get it. Well, anyways, I'm Brock Dude, that's Lester. A podcast.
Are you?
I don't know. It could be. He has a sword tattooed in the middle of his chest.
You sent us a picture of you at the game yesterday, and your neck looked like a strong man's neck.
Thank you. I need more comments like that.
Did you guys, was I the only one that noticed this? Trevor's neck in that picture he sent us?
Look, pulled up.
Maybe we can put it up on the screen.
I think it was just shot on like a 35 mil.
That looks pretty normal.
No, you look Jack, bro.
Hey, Jack.
You look
Dude, I will say, when they put me on the Jumbotron yesterday with the mariachi boys, highlight of my life, I looked hot. I had sunglasses on, I had a good smile, got a lot of DMs. God, there's nothing better than just looking cool. It doesn't happen a lot for me, but when it does, fuck. That is a podcast.
Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Friend and reminder, we have a mother effing Patreon ad-free episode drops every Friday. $5. Same gregarious content, but different episodes every Friday. We also have Stiff Socks Plus on Apple. That is bonus episodes, but that's audio only. So you can get it on Apple, and now it's on Spotify as well. So get it, love it, enjoy it. You know, come on. It's less than a cup of coffee. So we love you, and shout out to all the lovers and the kissers, and listen to Drake's album. It's awesome. Bye.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.